Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today again with prayer for an awakening. Remember that I told you that here at Prayer Mountain, and I'm sitting right here in the chapel where it happened, looking back over there at that seat I was sitting on, the second pew. We have pews here. It's kind of churchy here at this chapel on Prayer Mountain. We have hymnals. And we meet every Sunday afternoon at 3 to pray. June 29th, 2008, we were praying here, and we were praying particularly for America and about the election. We were also praying for Israel, and we were praying for the nations. As we prayed, a very strong anointing came, and it came upon me to prophesy. And the words of the prophecy were almost a rebuke. One thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will help Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. Now, folks, that was in June. We didn't really know how much America needed saving. As I've checked back, I found that from July on, we knew about the economic downcourse, even though it had already started, of course, before. But we began to know about it in July and really knew about it in September when it seemed like the axe fell. So the Lord was telling us back in June, no person, the best human on the planet, could be elected president of the United States, and it would do no good unless this nation turns to God. I learned something this week that was surprising to me. Actually, it was the past week or so. I went down to Eagle Mountain to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and I went to their ministers' conference. And while I was at that ministers' conference, I had an afternoon to speak. I don't think I did a very good job of it, but we just have to trust the Lord. But I had about an hour, a little over an hour, to speak to those ministers who were gathered there from all across America and even around the world. And I spoke about what happened that Sunday afternoon and how God was leading us to pray for an awakening. United prayer for an awakening. That day when the word came, one thing will save America, and it is not the elections. It is an awakening to God. Thoughts raced through my mind. One of the thoughts was the Great Awakening. And as I have studied about that Great Awakening, I have found that the United States of America and the schools, Harvard, Delaware, University of Delaware, I have found lectures online from historical societies, the Long Meadow, I believe it is, to Historical Society in Maine, or it might be Long Meadow. I read it on the radio program, if you've been listening, and they are archived. You can go back and listen to them about how even the secular historians recognize that the United States of America was born out of the Great Awakening. A Harvard professor said that you cannot understand the society that brought forth the revolution, American Revolution, colonial America, unless you study the Great Awakening. And so I studied it. And we've been online about it and gone into it in great detail. I'm even writing about it right now. I'm going to write about it in a series of letters, and maybe we'll put them into a pamphlet that can be made into a little book. But this nation, I found out, this nation was born in an awakening to God. Then there came an awakening to God just prior to the Civil War that I can see kept the nation together. And we need another awakening right now. The bailouts are not the answer. There's not any other answer for the United States of America. President Obama is not the answer. None of the Republican senators or the Democratic senators, none of them are the answer. There's one answer, and that is an awakening to God. And awakenings in history have come in answer to prayer. Now, I read to you from the book Revival Fire. And we have this book available to you for $10 by Duell. I've made it available many, many times because I want people to have it. And it talks about the great revivals and moves of God that have happened in America. Now, a revival, And I'm going to read this to you from a book, Ireland's Lost Heritage, because something happened in Ireland at the same time as in America, just prior to the Civil War. I'm going to read you this. I believe it's right. What is a revival? And this is David Carnduff, the book, Ireland's Lost Heritage. What is a revival? In parts of America, the word has come to mean little more than a series of evangelistic meetings. But for the sake of this book, it is taken to mean a specific day of visitation, when God, in the person of His Holy Spirit, moves on the lives of a specific group or groups of people. Is there any difference then between a revival and an awakening? A case could be made for saying that there is. For a revival could be described as a visitation of God's Spirit on God's people, but an awakening as a time of such intense visitation that both the Christian and non-Christian communities are affected. An awakening is considered to be the effect of revival on the community at large, including those who are outside the Christian faith. William McLaughlin calls it a cultural revitalization and explains that while revivals alter the lives of individuals, awakenings alter the worldview of a people, a whole people, or culture. And of course, he's writing about the 1859 revival in Northern Ireland, and he said it was truly an awakening for the whole public at large was affected. And that's what happened just prior to the Civil War. The Civil War was judgment on slavery, but God was interested in preserving our union, and He brought forth a great awakening to Himself. It is reported in this book, Revival Fire, and I'm going to read you what the book Revival Fire says, and then I'm going to read you from a book that I discovered. Joseph Lampier ignites a flame. A quiet, zealous 46-year-old businessman in New York was appointed on July 1st, 1857, as a missionary in downtown New York at the Dutch Church. Jeremiah Lampier had been converted in 1842 in Broadway Tabernacle Finney's Church that was built in 1836. Lampier felt led by God to start a noontime weekly prayer meeting in which business people could meet for prayer. Now, I went to that minister's conference at Fort Worth at Eagle Mountain, Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And I was preaching on these things, and I was even reading about that move that started from the prayer of Jeremiah Lampier. And Dan and Ann Stratton pastor a church in New York City. They have pastored it for years. I have been there. It was their first church there. It was just across the street from the Twin Towers. And they had to move because the building was shaken in the attack on the Twin Towers. And Annie ran up to me, and she has this book called The New York City Noon Prayer Meeting. I had not seen this book. She didn't really, I don't think, know about this Revival Fire book. But this book, The New York City Noon Prayer Meeting, is written by Talbert W. Chambers, and it's a reprint of a book that was written in 1858. Jeremiah Lampier was led to begin a prayer meeting. The back of the book says, it was a prayer meeting that shook the world, that changed the whole world. And it indeed did. But this little book that was written in 1858, they have reprinted it. Now I'm going to see if we can get this book. And if we can, we'll have it available for you. I haven't yet checked it all out to see if we can get it, if it's still in print. But it's a little book called The New York City Noon Prayer Meeting. And it tells exactly how everything came about for that prayer meeting. There was a preparation in the mind of God, it says, for what was about to happen, and in the providence of God, what was about to happen. I'm reading to you from the book. This is not a history of the revival of 1858, nor of the noon prayer meetings in general, but an account of the first of those meetings. How did it begin? I'm very interested in how it began because we're going to be praying here at Prayer Mountain every Wednesday. You can join us online at billybrim.org, billybrim.org. Wednesday at noon, we're starting a prayer meeting in which we're asking God for an awakening. We are joined a split screen with Ireland. We are joined, streaming on with us, are Australia, Lynn Hammond's prayer meeting from Minneapolis, the Copeland's prayer meeting, and Terry Pearson's. Dan and Ann Stratton from New York are streaming on with us. We have people around the world streaming on, and we are going to be praying in the kind of prayer that really avails with God, the prayer of unity. And so we're going to be praying for the awakening. That awakening that happened in 1859 affected the whole of the United States of America, which at that time had a 30 million person population. 2 million people came to know the Lord out of 30 million people in this great awakening. This was called the Fourth Great Awakening, and it began by a prayer meeting, started at noon. And folks, this is what I found out when I got this book. I did not know this, but the prayer meeting started by Jeremiah Lampier at noon in the business section of New York in 1857. That church stood where the Twin Towers stood. That prayer meeting from that place affected the whole of America. And if we hadn't backslidden, and if we had kept it up, our awakening and our turning to God, there would not have been the Twin Tower disaster. There would not have been the 9/11 disaster. I know that I know that I know we would have known the blessings of God if we had continued what he started, Jeremiah Lampier, and thank God he did it. Now tomorrow I'm going to be reading you out of that book, just directly out of it, and take us back to the time and see if we can see how they did it, how they started, then we can do it ourselves. There was a man from a school that was greatly touched by Finney's revival. He went to Hawaii. He said, if I do what Finney did, then I'll have what Finney had. And Hilo, Hawaii was born out of it. If we do what they did, I'm quite sure we can have what they had. And we can have an awakening here in America at this very critical hour. The bailouts aren't going to save us, but an awakening to God will. Please telephone us at 1-800-972-3447 and order this book, Revival Fire, from us. And if we can get the book, The New York City Noon Prayer Meeting, we will tell you, our people online will be able, on the telephone, will be able to tell you if we were able to get it. And if we can, we will make it available to you. Please join us in prayer on Wednesdays. And please let us know by email that you are joining us. This is Billy Brim. Shalom, shalom.